welcome back to Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer. I'm Laurie. My other half is Tim. And we're finishing up here with Jerry in Chicago. So, Jerry, any last thoughts?
Oh, Jerry dropped. Okay. All right, so now we're going to go to Herb in Wisconsin on line three. Good morning, Herb. How you doing today, sir?
Hello, Tim and Laurie. I have a few comments about and answers to questions that came up by previous callers.
Hey, let's hear them.
Okay, the first is I want to give a website that has information about smart meters and how to deal with the electric company and how to this whole situation. I want to give that now, and I'll give it later before I exit so that people can get their pen and paper to write it down. The website is W4AR.com.
AR.com.
W4AR.com. Now, the W4AR is an amateur radio call sign. Radio amateurs are licensed by the Federal Communication Commission, and to get that license, depending on the level of license you have. I have an advanced class license, which you have to get pretty technical and deep into radio propagation theory. So I'm not an expert on smart meters, but I'm referring you to somebody who is.
Understood.
But my background, I have a degree in physics. I understand the physics of electromagnetic radiation, and able to evaluate the truth or falsity of the things I've been hearing on Patriot Radio.
Okay.
I've heard lots of testimony and programs, lengthy programs on smart meters, and testimonies from people who sustained injuries and health problems from smart meters. That is, I believe that is to be real.
All right, let's talk about that, Herb, because this is something that I am not intimately familiar with. My experience involves a smart meter 220 feet behind my house, and I don't have to read the meters every month now like I used to, and we have seen no ill effects personally here. So please, by all means, condescending, but inform our listeners about the problems with smart meters, because I really want to know.
All right. The first thing I'd like to say is that you don't need a smart meter to read your meter remotely. I live in Wisconsin.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I live in Wisconsin, and our electric utility is Wisconsin Public Service. And for at least the last 10 years, maybe longer, we've had remote meter reading. I discovered it when one time the electric company sent two men to our house, and they were wondering, and they came in on a truck with the Wisconsin Public Service on the truck, and I asked, well, why are you here? And they said, we've noticed your electric consumption is very, very little, and we want to make sure there's nothing wrong with your billing and your transmission of your meter readings. But I learned from them that they read the meter remotely by sending a signal over the electric wires to your house.
Okay.
And that sends a signal back. So you don't need the smart meter. The smart meter operates differently. It has microwave radio transmission from the meter to a remote place like a telephone pole. That radio transmission is in the microwave region. And everybody knows that microwave ovens are handy for cooking food. Well, so the closer you are to these microwaves, the more cooking you get in your body. And it is harmful. It's just like the microwave frequency ranges for cordless telephones and cell phones. And you hold that up to your ear all the time, and you're cooking your middle ear, your inner ear, you're cooking your brain, getting tumors. There are tumors that have come from doing this. But anyway, okay. The microwaves are dangerous, first of all. And a lot of places
right
have...
Right, up to that.
The microwaves are... Excuse me. The meters are fastened to the side of the house. And on the other side, you're pretty close to the source of the microwaves. Now, in the field of physics, the intensity of the electromagnetic radiation diminishes by the inverse square of the distance from the source. The inverse.
In other words, our meter being 220 feet from the house here on our farm would likely not be doing much damage to us. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying as far as the transmission of radio signals from the meter. So you're so far from it, it's probably not a problem.
Okay, but that's what I was thinking.
But there are other things about it. Some of that radiation could be brought in on the wires, come into your house and to your electric outlets and the rest of it, and you could be radiated by that.
Okay.
So that's your source of danger there. It's not the direct transmission from the meter itself. But the microwave range is dangerous to human health. I know that, and you have to find out more.
You
have to research that. I'd start with W4AR.com.
I'm there right now, actually, and it's according to this, it's located in Lansing, Michigan. Looks like quite an informative site. I haven't clicked on any links, but it is there, folks. World Wide Web. Whiskey4AlphaRomeo.com. It is there, and looks can be quite informative. After the show, I'm going to go through this site. So, Mike,
yes,
did you learn?
Now, Tim, I'd like to tell you that it's true. They can know everything you got in your refrigerator. And it's
all right,
not
now,
because
how does
they...
that work?
All right.
That I'm arguing with you. I want to know how it works. I believe you.
It doesn't
How do
work.
They do that?
It doesn't work by reading the barcode as you were suggesting.
Okay.
It works by reading an RFID chip. That's radio frequency identification chip.
That
They're
I
putting
agree.
These in all the credit cards nowadays, all the bank debit cards,
right.
And everything. An RFID chip.
That I would
chip.
Absolutely believe.
Okay, let me tell you about an RFID chip.
Okay.
It's a receiver and a transmitter. So your radio signal comes, and the signal itself, the radio signal, is converted to electricity to power the transmitter.
Roger, up to that. I understand how that works.
So when the signal comes out to the RFID chip, it sends a signal back with information. It doesn't need batteries.
That.
It doesn't need electric power. From the electric company or any of that kind of thing.
Right.
Okay, so these chips are put into everything you're buying, everything you're putting in your refrigerator, everything you're
I'll
putting
tell
you in your house.
Else are put into, buddy. I've got
Pardon
two
me?
Of them in me. Not that I didn't volunteer for either one, believe me, not knowingly. But I got one in my defibrillator in my chest that powers my heart, you know, if it gets out of rhythm. And I've got another one in my right arm that I didn't give permission to be there, but the VA put it there.
What's it for?
The one in my heart is for, I've got a box here in the house that every week it sends information to the VA to tell them how my heart is doing. And it's completely automatic. I don't have to do a doggone thing except sit there for 2 minutes. And,
okay.
And the other one, they use it when I go to the VA hospital. They just sort of scan me, and it goes, and they've got all my medical information instantly.
But I don't think that is too much of a problem for you. What's installed in your body is a responder. It responds
right.
to an outside signal. So if there's no
exactly.
outside signal, it's not responding. And if
Correct.
It does respond... The intensity level of the electromagnetic radiation is very, very, very low.
Right.
So I personally don't.
Well, I'm not worried about it.
My opinion that that's not going to be a problem for you.
No, it's not going to be. And folks, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the background noise. I've got grandkids running around playing and a macaw that's in a very playful mood. So I do apologize for the background noise. In fact is, folks, I'm going to go mute for a second and let Lori take over until the noise calms down. Lori, go ahead and take over for a minute, please.
No problem. So these things can really relax in my refrigerator? That's scary.
Yeah, it's a serious invasion of privacy. They're not necessary. And yeah, as we understand globalism these days, these globalists hide behind the invisible curtain of the corporation. So they have these corporations that do all this stuff, including sell the smart meters and all that. And those corporations are an invasion to our lives. They're outside of the rule of law, and they're a real threat to our freedom long term.
Wow. So the smarter the appliance gets, the worse our privacy gets, basically?
No, I'm saying that there's radio frequency identification chips inside everything you're going to buy at the store. That's what the goal is.
Okay,
and,
well,
and
you should like
to put it in your cupboard. You put it in your refrigerator, and the smart meter out on has a microwave antenna and transmitter in it, and it picks up this information. It sends out a signal, and all these items respond back with a small signal that it can read. And it sends that to the electric company. So everything in your house, all these radio frequency identification chips, will be sending signals back to the smart meter and give it the status of everything that's been implanted with a RFID chip.
All right. Now, Herb, just so our listeners know, RFID, and correct me if I'm wrong, stands for Radio Frequency Identification Device. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought. And the way I understand it, a frequency is sent to this little tiny, tiny chip.
From the meter.
That frequency, yeah, and that frequency activates the chip, and it sends back, if I remember correctly, a 9-digit code. To the sending device. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know for a fact how many digits are there, but that's not the point. That's irrelevant. What is relevant is it's sending the information to identify what you have, what you're using, how when your air conditioner is on, when it's off, and to be able to turn it on and off and allow you to use it or not use it. So it gets to be 120 degrees. You're burning up, and they can shut that off because there's too much power demand.
Okay, understood. You know, I can see both sides of this argument, Herb. You know, I understand. Well, here's the bottom line. If I'm buying a product, I don't want them telling me what I can use that product for. And electricity is a product. I think there's a lot of overreach there. Why should I pay them money and then them tell me what I can use that product for? I don't agree with that, and I doubt if you do either. And also the privacy concerns, you know, what difference does it make if I'm eating pork chops or sirloin steak, you know, to the electric company or the people they sell that information to?
Well, it has to do with the conglomerate of information gathered on individuals. For example,
right.
Google takes everything. The NSA records all your phone conversations and everything every time you call.
Oh, absolutely.
Calling, everything is gathered on you. So there's a total portrait of everything about you, and that can be used to blackmail you later or to control your life or prosecute you or whatever it be.
Right. Well, you know something? This is not anything new, okay, as far as them collecting information. Lori, why don't you tell Herb real quick what happened when we used to live in base housing when they were tapping the phones all the time? I think Herb will get a kick out of this, and this was 30 years ago.
Well, we used to hear them when they the line, so we knew that they were there. If the guys
that,
were
that's back 60, in the alligator clip era.
Yes. So if our spouses were out at sea, you know, the wives, we would just kick into all kinds of conversation that I guess other listeners shouldn't be listening to. But we made it interesting for them. But personally, if they had to listen to my phone calls and what I do in my life, I feel sorry for the listener because she could be pretty bored.
Yeah. In other words, what she's saying, Herb, is they made life interesting for what they used to call NIS back then. Now it's NCIS. And this was before the NSA existed. And, yeah, so we've really been putting up with this data collection forever.
Oh, yes, we have, but now it's covering every aspect of life, including your personal matters, the things you wear, the clothes you have, the underwear you got on, and
exactly.
Your stuff in your refrigerator, and it's none of their business. And besides that, it's all about money. The globalist corporations require this and install all this so they can make more money. They can sell smart meters. They can, and then they can sell the information.
That's where the real money comes, is selling their information. Well, Herb, I'm going to have to let you go now because we got callers stacking up, and I sincerely appreciate your phone call. Please feel free to come back anytime. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to Glenn in Kansas on line 5 now. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you had a great previous caller.
I agree.
He knows the stuff about that. But I also want to give you some more knowledge because, you know, people perish without knowledge.
Please.
Okay, the ham radio operators are going to be your front line information source as protecting yourself, and they do have a lot of information. A lot of the older guys that were in ham radio years ago that I knew, and now most of them have passed away, they had problems with cataracts, and they had a lot of RF exposure in their ham shack. And the most sensitive part on your body is your eyes. And you do need to protect your eyes, and you can do it simply by just wearing glasses. Consider RF kind of like arc flash. If you have arc flash
that I know about.
Welding in your shop, and you can reflect it off of different things, and you can get arc flash, and that's why you want to protect your eyes. Now, I want to give you a couple of some information sources, and you can get this right up. It's been there for quite a while. It's on the FCC website. It's called OET Bulletin 65. Now it's
written. Say that one more time. Say that one more time, buddy.
OET Bulletin 65.
OET Bulletin 65. Okay.
Yeah. OET Bulletin 65. It's on the FCC website, and it's mainly for ham radio operators.
Okay.
And it'll give you some background information, but it's not complete. But it's about exposure. And there's also an amateur radio relay organization, the League. They have a book. It's called RF Exposure and You. And that kind of echoes that, what's on the FCC website.
Okay.
And you're going to the break.
Yeah, we're going to the break. Why don't you hang on, okay? I want to hear more about this. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rural Survival Show. I am a co-host, Tim Spencer, with my wife, Lori. And right now, we are talking to... Lori, who are we talking to? Glenn in Kansas?
I'm out in the Flint Hills of Kansas.
Oh, okay. Glenn, I'm sorry. You got to understand, what I'm looking at is a computer screen, and it... list the callers that are waiting. Actually, list all callers. And occasionally during that break, I mess up and forget who I'm talking to, and I sincerely apologize. Nothing against you personally.
Oh, it's not a problem. Yeah, getting back to this RF, you know, and they put the standards out for RF exposure. They do
right.
It on a single doses level. And you have to think about where you're living and what kind of exposure you're going to have to RF. Now, RF is all over around now, and if you live town, you got the people that they got their Wi-Fis, you got their cell phones, you got an overpowered radio station, you know, their FM blasting out a bunch of slop and swill, and plus you have emergency services, and you have... you can do a search on everybody that's licensed in your area and find out you know, how much is actually there. Now, we really don't have definitive understanding of RF, how much, what are the thresholds, but some people are more susceptible to it than others. But it does mess with your immune system. We don't know yet to what extent, and it does your reproductive.
Glenn, I got a question for you. Since you know about this stuff, I've got a question for you. My son came back from Afghanistan about 3 years ago. They had Humvees that would literally put out a signal that would kill every sat phone, every cell phone, every radio broadcast. And he's told me there was a big warning sign on this unit they have mounted, takes up about half the back of a Humvee, that says danger RF radiation. Now, what kind of damage would something like that do to a person?
Well, like the previous caller talked about microwaves, and it's going to cook you from the inside out. You know,
throw a
hot dog in a microwave, and it'll cook it. But you still have to look at one real important thing: the nuts and bolts of this, and its shielding. I was, I'm an extra class operator, and I was working with a lot of digital communications using the sound card and whatnot, different digital modes. And one of the things was RF shielding on your microphones. And there's this neat little thing that you can put on. You'll see it on your computer. It's that little lump on the cord. That's a ferret. And it's an iron core. And what it does is it suppresses RF. And there's also inside your computer power supply that as the power comes in, you've got some wrappings around this what's called a toroid, and that's an iron core. That's with the newer transformers use toroids because it keeps the magnetic field in tighter. Earlier I messed with a lot of tubes type stuff, and in my young age as a child, I built a lot of the Heath kits and have a lot of tube-type stuff. But those were iron cores. They were laminations. And they did give off a lot more of a magnetic field. But when we get to dealing with RF, it goes back to shielding. It's always shielding. And you can do that simply by putting up some corrugated metal by your whatever your source is, and you ground it.
All right.
And it's kind of like
going back.
Glenn,
I hate to cut you off, buddy, but we got a hard break, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your call. Great.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Real Survival with Tim and Lori Spencer. I'm one of your co-hosts. I'm Lori. My other half is Tim, and I'd just like to say thank you to Glenn in Kansas for his phone call, and we'd like to go to John in California.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, Tim, a good show. It's about the first time I've heard you guys. I was actually listening to your one of your callers. I thought he was your guest, this guy, Herb. He got a master's degree in physics. And he's talking about RFID chips and, and the groceries we put in our refrigerator. I was going to ask them, maybe somebody else knows, is the RFID chip, is that inside the packaging for the food, or is it in the food itself? For instance, a steak or something?
I think it's inside the packaging.
Okay, so if we get rid of the packaging real fast when we come home and we put it in a Ziploc bag or something, that should remove that problem, right?
To the best of my knowledge, sir.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I don't know. And how about suppose you got stuff, we all have stuff, kitchen cabinets and so forth. Do you know how that would be? Would they be able to discern anything there, or is that getting to the point of inverse square the distance from the refrigerator and that kind of crap, you know?
Well, I honestly don't know the answer. I'm going to give you my best educated guess. Okay, canned goods, to the best of my knowledge, have no RFID capabilities, only barcodes.
Right, because they have essentially a Faraday cage because of the steel or some kind of a metal steel container or something, right?
Right. I just don't see how RFID could work with canned goods.
Yeah,
boxes,
I agree.
Boxes of cereals and crackers, They could have them, but my guess is because they're so cheap, it would not be cost-effective to put RFIDs and all those type of things. Now, I'm sure you've noticed going to Walmart or Target or wherever, you know, things like DVDs that you buy, electronics that you buy, they have those RFID chips in them. You walk out the door without them to go into the cash register, all kinds of bells and whistles go off.
Right. That's in the packaging. That's in the packaging,
right.
I would think.
That is correct. That is in the packaging. Absolutely right. Correct.
Right. All right. All right. Well, look, thanks a lot, Tim. That's all I had. So good show today, and hopefully I'll listen to you again. So.
Oh, thank you. Call back anytime, John. It's greatly appreciated. Okay, next we'll go into Frank in West Virginia on line 3. Frank, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am. Mr. and Mrs. Spencer, I just appreciate your show. I have
thank you.
I have a decision to make concerning whether or not to get a smartphone. I've been dealing with a 6-year-old flipper, and, you know, it served my needs to a degree. But I also, you know, sometimes I really need something that will take good pictures and a video camcorder built in and all that.
Right.
I think for safety purposes, that those are useful tools. However, I'm concerned about a couple issues. One is the privacy issue with a smartphone. I haven't been able to find details about it, but one thing is...
All right, let me interrupt you, okay, Frank. I'm not being rude, but let me interrupt you because I know where you're going. If you have a smartphone and you use anything on it, there will be no privacy, okay? I'm telling you right up front, throw privacy out the window if you're going to get a smartphone. Now, I've got one, but then again, I have to have one because of my work, but there's a trade-off. It's that simple. You either want a telephone, you know, only, you know, like one of those track phones from Walmart, something like that, that's just the phone. But if you get a smartphone, there will be zero privacy, that I promise you. The question is, are you doing anything with that smartphone that they, when I say they, the powers that be, the government, whatever, can nail you for? If you're not, don't worry about it. Go ahead and use your smartphone. If you are, you don't want a smartphone. It's that simple. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to cut you off. I know where you're going with this, Frank, and that's the reason I'm saying what I'm saying. So I'm going to shut up and let you talk now. I apologize.
No need to apologize at all. That's a good point. And some of them can be anonymous as far as the purchase. However, yeah, they locate your positions and all that. I know that's a very good point you made. One other is concerning, like, there's a thumbprint reader on it, and on the one I was looking at, to turn it on, to turn it off, and I thought, okay, if the biometric's built in, and it's just right there at the phone and doesn't go off to some center far away, that's okay with me, but is it off a radio frequency if it's off and sticking in my pocket or jacket pocket or something? I don't know.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking, must have some kind of electrical signal going on.
Well, here's the thing. On a smartphone, if you're worried about them tracking your location, even if you take the batteries out, from what I understand, that phone is still going to be transmitting your location for about 20 minutes, even after you actually remove the batteries. So, again, privacy's out the window. They're going to know where you're at. It's that simple. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but unless you want to go, you know, completely dead on communications, they're going to know where you're at. It's just that simple.
Good point. I've heard, I have three acquaintances that they've been beat up by the police. A couple elderly people. One was a preacher, and none of them did anything violent or threatening. Just simply asked questions of the police when they were stopped. And so I'm thinking, for safety purposes, video, you know, mounted on the dashboard might be good, and having something to protect us from the powers that be that aren't so nonviolent. And that's part of the thing going to the smartphone. So I don't know, maybe a designated camera might be the solution, and getting just a plain old flipper or something that would be for communications separately.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, okay? Now, here's something people can do. And not just talking to you specifically, but our audience as a whole. There's such a thing, a critter called a dash cam. They're very cheap, less than $25, but very reliable. And, I mean, on eBay, you can find dash cams for $4,000. You don't need that. But a dash cam not only picks up video, but also picks up audio. Very handy thing if you're stopped by the police. Here's the catch, though. They have SD cards. What you need to be able to do is maintain the security of that SD card, which actually is where the video and audio is recorded. If you can do that, you've got one heck of a defense. You know, if things were to go to court or something like that, Frank.
Well, that sounds good. I think that's a good option then, and that's probably a cheaper option too. Not to mention something designated for that purpose might work better than even something built in like a multi-tool and a camera. All these different gadgets.
Well, here's the thing about a dash cam: you don't have to hit any buttons and set your phone or go through four steps to make a video or anything like that. All you've got to do is within 10 minutes of whatever incident happening is hit one button one time, no display screen or nothing, just hit a button on the side of the camera and it'll lock in the last 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is, depending on the model of the camera. And it locks it into the SD card, which can't not be deleted. And to me, that's a very valuable tool. We've got one on our little Ford Explorer. I've got one I've got to work on that goes in our truck. But, I mean, that to me is the ultimate in protection as far as preserving the truth of any situation.
Sounds like a good way to go. I'm going to do that. And, okay. Of course, phone goes, I'll mull that over, but I think that it's just hard to find something reasonably cost. I travel sometimes, like instead of vacation, I'll go out on long hikes, might be 30 miles from civilization, and cell phone's handy for safety reasons in case you break an ankle or something.
Absolutely.
Well, you might want to also, Frank, you might also want to keep in mind when it comes to the smartphones, you might, since you said you travel a lot, you might want to check with the airlines. There are certain cell phones that they are not allowing on the flights anymore.
Yeah, I had to give up flying because of the TSA. I made a decision when my senior's mother was strip searched, and I was just outraged when I heard about that. Ruined her lifetime vacation to travel to Florida. And the fact is, I just decided, hey, these guys aren't going to be doing that stuff to our family anymore. But I appreciate that, and I will keep that in mind. And so I have to drive long distances, but that's okay. I like to travel that way, and I'll
make sure that.
Yeah, there's unlocked phones. I know, like, for instance, you go to a certain area and they don't have maybe Verizon or they don't have AT&T, but they'll have another carrier. And these unlocked phones tend to be, some of them, you can do several carriers. And that's one thing a smartphone I thought was handy for, whereas some of the others aren't.
Well, you know, on that unlock thing, okay, the bottom line is on, you know, like traveling to other countries and stuff like that, if you have the right frequency, I found that there's nowhere in the world you can't use your phone. The problem is they might charge you $10 a minute, literally. If, let's say, I went to Afghanistan, yes, I can use my smartphone there. Okay, but when that bill is going to be horrendous when it gets there, you know, when it comes, you know, when it's time to pay the bill. You know, the same thing in Ukraine, I found out. You know, Ukrainian cell phone charges are incredible.
So, wow, that,
you know, that's something else to keep in mind. It might be cheaper for you actually to get a sat phone if you go outside the U.S., depending on where you go, of course.
Well, it's mainly in the U.S., just traveling around backpacking and camping and that. I don't do business or go vacation outside the country, but I'll keep that in mind. And also, for the since they do transmit a signal for 20 minutes or however long they do that, that's...
Yeah, that's after the battery comes out, because they have a very small internal battery.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking that, you know, friends and family and stuff, I got to tell them not to keep that in their pocket or something where that's going to continue putting off that microwave signal into their... Because I tell you what, when I've left my phone on by accident, put it in my chest pocket, I have actually had heart palpitations and discomfort. And
Yeah, that's understandable. And I'll tell you something, Frank. You know, I have a defibrillator, which if my heart rate gets into the over 150 range, it'll actually stop my heart and restart it. Anyway, that's a long, long story. But the bottom line is the people that make the defibrillator say, do not put your cell phone in a shirt pocket, because it will mess with your heart. I mean, that's what these people at Boston Scientific are telling me. And obviously they know what they're talking about. I mean, they're a Fortune 500 company. You know, so, and their job is to keep people alive like me. And if they're telling me that, what you're saying makes perfect sense.
And even after you turn it off, if they're still putting out a ping, that's still... putting out at least some energy, so I guess that's
correct.
A really bad to keep it maybe on a holster or something like that, a little bit away from the body if somebody has to carry it. Okay.
Right.
I'll let the other caller
you know,
come.
You, okay, well, we don't have any right now, but that's okay, Frank. We greatly appreciate your call, buddy. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you, too, and I appreciate you both and your information. You have a great show. And I'll be spreading the word about you. Thank you very much.
Oh, please do. All right, thank you. Folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443. We've got time for one or two more calls before the end of the show. I'm going to get a few housekeeping items out of the way. One, I want to invite everybody to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. We've got all kinds of neat stuff there, hundreds and hundreds of articles, hundreds of free downloads, and I'm not exaggerating the numbers. I'm really not. You could probably, if you like life hacks, general farm information, stuff like that, you can spend a week there and not get bored. Also, we do have about 16 of those Survival Library flash drives in stock ready to ship. They're only $59.95. My God, 1,570 different documents. And these aren't necessarily one-page documents. Many, many of them are several hundred pages. Great way to have all kinds of great information. Really appreciate it if you take a look at them. RuralSurvival.info, black and red drive picture, top right of every single page on the site. Just click on that flash drive. You can look at the index, 52 or 53 pages PDF file. You can see what's there before you buy it. Also, we got Jim McCanney's water filters, which are, oh my God, you know, we're talking about a water filter designed by a rocket scientist, literally, not figuratively. Click on those, take a look. If you're interested in having clean water, that's the way to go. Yes, I do receive a little bit of a commission on those. But anyway, we'll talk about the rest of it in a minute. We have a 3-minute break coming up, and we'll be right back, and then we're going to talk to Dean in West Virginia on line 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to Survival. We have Dean in West Virginia on line 3. Are you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What would you like to talk about today?
Okay, I just, with just a couple minutes to go here, I could give your listeners, if they get a pen and paper, the books to cover everything that they have been talking about on this show, and the books should be used, they're old, and Amazon.com or someplace, they could get them very cheap.
All right, what's the name of the book again?
Okay, one's by Jim Keith. It's called The Octopus.
The Octopus.
It was about some top secret projects. And the Justice Department stole technology from the original inventor of software that was called Promise. This Promise software, through the electrical wiring in your house, they could determine where you were standing in your house, if you was at home or not.
I believe that. That I believe.
That was back in 1993. It's by Jim Keith. Jim Keith wrote another book called Mind Control, World Control. It's got everything about that. Another book by Richard Sauter. He wrote a lot of books about, like, top secret underground bases and so on. This book is about electronic mind control, and it has the actual United States Patent Trade Office patents on electronic electronic transmission mind control devices. The name of the book is Kundalini Tales. It is K-U-N-D-A-L-I-N-I Tales by Richard Sauter, Ph.D. Another famous author on NSA spying, you might know about this, is James Bamford. He wrote Shadow Factory.
Yes.
Shadow Factory and a Body of Secrets, both books. He pulled more out, 100 times more information out in those books than Snowden ever thought about putting out.
Right.
And then there's Millabs by Dr. Lamar, this UFO stuff, which I know for that was a project I was in with the National Recon Office, and check on the National Recon Office. It's humongous. The NRO attached to the Air Force. They have 33 insignias. CIA only has one insignia. FBI only has one insignia. The NRO has 33 Masonic insignias and badges. They are huge, and they're the ones that have the man-made UFOs from Bell Labs and the Hitler era. And the last one is
right.
A famous book. All doctors and everything go by in electronics. It's called The Body Electric by Robert...
Yes, I'm aware of that book, definitely.
Yes, Robert Becker, M.D. If they've got those books,
yes.
You read them, you're up to snuff on everything.
Well, I'll tell you, The Body Electric is a book I'm very familiar with. Unfortunately, we've got to let you go, buddy.
Okay.
At the end of the show. But thank you for all that commentary. It's great. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, please visit ruralsurvival.info when you have the opportunity. That's ruralsurvival.info. Next week, our guest will be Eric Juski. I think it's going to be a great show, so I invite you to join us. Week after that, we have Jim McCanny, and then we're going to have two shows or open lines like this one. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you very much. And same time, same channel next week. Have a good weekend, folks. Bye-bye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.